James Zogby began his activism in college, inspired by American poet and peace activist Daniel Berrigan.
I was involved in civil rights and anti-war activity in the 60s when I was in college, made my first marches and was involved in organizing my first protests and demonstrations. And I knew of my heritage and my roots and was drawn to that, but it didn't come till after the 67 war when I realized that my commitment to peace and my commitment to civil rights should actually apply to the people from the Arab world as well.
Zogby's roots are in Lebanon. His father came to the United States illegally in 1922 and became a citizen through a government amnesty program. His mother's family immigrated in 1898. She was very involved in the Arab community in Utica, New York, where the family lived. As his involvement with the Arab American community grew, Zogby joined or formed a number of advocacy groups: the Association of Arab American University Graduates, the Palestinian Human Rights Campaign, and the Arab American Anti-Discrimination Committee. His study of Islam at Temple and Princeton universities in the 1970s was an eye-opener for him.
Study of religion, especially the work I did later on in that, and then my postdoctoral work, which was what happens under stress to a religion, what happens to a culture under stress, was so helpful for what I do today. I think I understand the world better. I think I understand people and how they think better. I understand America better because of that work.
He shares that understanding by acting as a cultural bridge between the United States and the Arab world through his weekly column explaining American politics to Arabic newspaper readers and his TV talk show on Abu Dhabi television, which is also broadcast on American cable TV networks. James Zogby's standing as a leading spokesman for the Arab American community was affirmed in 1984 when he addressed delegates at the Democratic National Convention in San Francisco.
Being the first Arab American to speak at a political convention, I got to nominate Jesse Jackson for president and stand before the world and say, I'm an Arab American. My dad was an illegal immigrant from a one-room stone house in the hills of Lebanon, and I'm nominating somebody for president, the great-grandson of a slave. I mean, how much better an American story can you get?
Zogby realized that Arab Americans had to get involved in politics if they hoped to influence U.S. policy and government leaders. So, in 1985, he founded the Arab American Institute, now recognized as the political and policy research arm of the Arab American community. Zogby continues to be a prominent figure in the Democratic Party, serving as an advisor in the Clinton and Obama campaigns. He has testified before a number of congressional committees about U.S. policies in the Middle East and on the civil rights of Arab and Muslim Americans.
We have a lot of fights ahead of us, but the harder it gets, the stronger I think we are and the better we're able to deal with it. Right now, the sun is blocked by a cloud, but that cloud will pass. I've seen it happen too many times before. And ultimately, at the end of the day, justice will win, the strength of our community will survive, we'll overcome this mosque issue, we'll overcome the hatred and the discrimination. We will get justice and peace in the Middle East because there's no alternative, but we get stronger as we continue to work and fight.
Through the Arab American Institute, James Zogby has mobilized the Arab American electorate, taking it from the margins of American politics and creating an identity that is recognized not only by the national parties, but also by the national media and the American public. Mohammed Al-Shinawi, VOA News.